HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Cathedral of Bones by A.J. Steiger, performed by James Fowey. That is not dead, which can eternal lie, and with strange aeons even death may die. H.P. Lovecraft. In the beginning, there was chaos. And out of chaos came both darkness and light. The Book of Azathoth. Part 1. A Curious Affliction. Simon Frost was very young, perhaps 6, when his mother left on a pilgrimage to visit a Gaucarena tree in the mountains. Her destination was far away, on the western fringe of the continent, near a tiny town called Split Head Creek. She planned to spend a week meditating at the foot of the tree, her consciousness entwined with its roots and branches. His father was opposed to the journey, unsurprisingly. There was a long argument. "What do you need to travel all that way for?" Simon's father asked. "We have one of those trees here in Adendale, right in the middle of the bloody city."
"But each tree has a different voice," his mother replied.
"Trees don't speak."
"They do if you listen closely, dear."
"Don't dear me. You're always doing this."
"What? Leaving you alone with the children? What a dreadful fate. Come now, Olivia is practically raising herself, and Simon is the most docile and sweet-natured boy you could ever hope for. They won't give you any trouble. Will you, Simon?" She packed up her bags, humming, while his father scowled at the back of her head. Her imp, a furry, orange, newt-like creature with tiny, iridescent wings, buzzed around her room, gathering random objects for her, a hairbrush, a flask, a tiny silver jar. Simon watched from the doorway, biting his lower lip. His mother dropped a kiss onto the top of his curly-haired head and said, "Now, be good for your father. He has a very important job at the Foundation headquarters, working for dull little men and women who aren't nearly as smart as him, and it makes him grumpy at times. But he loves you very, very much, and he won't bury himself in his research while I'm away. Will you, Aberdeen? He'll tuck you in and kiss you goodnight. Yes, every night, and you won't even know I'm gone." Simon didn't want to be left behind. He tugged on her sleeve and pleaded for her to take him with her. But she just chuckled and told him the journey would be very dull for a child. "Perhaps when you're older," she said, "we can go together. Animists like us must cultivate a bond with nature. It's the source of our power, after all."
"You don't need a bond with nature in order to tap its energy," his father grumbled. "No more than you need a bond with kerosene oil in order to light a lamp. You just have to know how to use it."
His mother rolled her eyes. "We're not having this debate now, Ab.
The children miss you when you're gone, you know."
His mother didn't reply. She left the next morning. Simon's father spent the entire time muttering about her habit of talking to plants and flitting off to spirit knew where.
"She can't stay put," he said. "One of these days, mark my words, she'll just float away on the breeze like a dandelion seed and disappear. Oh, stop sniffling. I'm not being literal. She'll come back. She always does."
And she did. That time. She returned, smiling, with a dusting of new freckles on her arms and nose, and swept Simon and his sister up in an embrace.
"Did you bring us any presents?" Olivia asked, grinning breathlessly.
"Of course. Don't I always?" To Olivia, she gave a hand-carved bone bottle filled with a flaky gray substance.
"Summoning ash!"
Olivia squealed, clutching the bottle against her heart.
"What will it bring me? Can I call a wraith?"
"The surprise is half the fun, darling. Don't use it on your own, though. Your father and I will supervise." To Simon, she gave a book.
"This isn't from my trip," she said. "It's a special book of my own, one I loved as a child. And now it's yours."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?